Today in southwestern China, a strong aftershock caused more damage. Circumstances remain desperate in Sichuan province. The toll from Monday's earthquake continues to climb. More than 22,000 confirmed dead, 160,000 injured. Tens of thousands believed to be still buried, although today a few people were pulled out of the ruins alive. Nearly 5 million are homeless. Today, our co-host Melissa Block returned to the city of Dujiangyan to see how the survivors there are faring.
Dujiangyan has gone from a booming metropolis of more than 500,000 to a teeming tent city. Buildings on just about every block have crumbled. No one is sleeping indoors.
We're driving through Dujiangyan City. There are three army trucks, blue frame tents that have been set up with the words disaster relief on them. The luckier people get those tents. The ones who don't have those, at least not yet, are sleeping just under tarps on the street. These stores are all shuttered. Nothing is open. A man riding on a bicycle with a white cotton face mask, his bicycle loaded up with supplies.
Face masks are standard apparel now. The city is choked with dust. Heavy machinery is out in force, clawing through rubble and hauling it away. The traditional Chinese medicine hospital was obliterated on Monday. A large crowd of people is gathered outside the gate, waiting for news about family members buried inside.
So I have been waiting here since earthquake.
Been waiting here since Monday, right here.
This woman and her brother-in-law are among those waiting. They're wearing blue face masks, their faces drawn with fatigue. They're missing 10 family members who were visiting a relative at the hospital on Monday afternoon. A brother-in-law, two sisters, two sons, a grandson, and the list goes on and on. They ask me not to use their names because they're openly angry and worry about reprisal from local officials. They say this hospital was badly built with cheap materials. She says the steel they used was weak and the cement was so soft, if you rub it, it turns into powder. This is a complaint we've heard repeatedly this week. She asks, why are these other buildings here still standing while that building collapsed?
As we've been talking here, military police are carrying out a stretcher, a blue stretcher, and there is a body wrapped in yellow plastic that they have now recovered from this hospital here in Dujiangyan. And there are one, two, three, four, five, six, I think, corpses already laid out on the ground here, wrapped in yellow plastic sheeting. And here comes one more.
The woman, whose husband is among the missing, says, I've cried so much that all my tears are gone. But she and her brother-in-law will stay on the sidewalk. He says he's hoping for a miracle. All through town now, you see relief supplies, pallets of water bottles, cartons of food. I pass by an emergency mobile dental clinic on one corner, and telecom companies have set up tents offering free calls so people can let their families know they're okay.
This gentleman is thumbing through a tiny book, about an inch square, pieces of paper with phone numbers written on them in tiny handwriting, looking for people to call.
70-year-old Luo Anzhe calls a daughter in Beijing and gets through. He tells her, I've been trying to call. We are still alive. After he hangs up, Luo Anzhe walks away with his wife. He's wearing rope sandals with straw soles. He's carrying steamed buns home in his apron. Home, meaning what passes for home now, a makeshift tent on the sidewalks of Dujiangyan. I'm Melissa Block in Chengdu.